Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Lord, risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of the bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the lessons.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes and his sight was restored. Then he got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. For several days, he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 30. "I will exalt you, O God, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me.
O my God, I cried out to you, and you restored me to health.
You brought me up, O God, from the dead, restored my life as I was going down to the grave.
Sing to God, you servants of God, give thanks for the remembrance of God's holiness.
For divine wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye, divine favor for a lifetime.
Giving thanks to them at night, but joy comes in the morning.
While I felt secure, I said, I shall never be disturbed. You, O God, with your favor, may be as strong as the mountains.
Then you hid your face, and I was filled with fear.
I cried to you, O God. I pleaded with you, saying,
What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O God, and have mercy upon me. O God, be my helper.
You have turned my raving into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy.
Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing. O God, my God, I will give you thanks forever.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, you have no fish, have you? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far off from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, good morning. Go ahead, please be seated. It's really nice and exciting to be here this morning in more ways than one, believe me. My name is Kimo. It's spelled K-I-M-O. And it's a native Hawaiian name because I'm from Hawaii originally. But I'm used to seeing some of you who's up here in the front, but I don't know if you've ever noticed me, because when I come to church, I usually sit on this side in the back, kind of where the Boy Scouts are sitting. So you might not have noticed me. But anyway, I just have a quick question. How many people in here raise your hand if you have a pet at your house? Oh, there you go. Ooh, okay. Okay, I'm just curious. What kind of pet? Like, what kind of pet do you have? You have two dogs. Okay, how about you? Chickens, dogs, cats, and pet. Wow. Okay, just have another question. Who has we already heard like a bird. Anybody have like a fish kind of pet at their house? Oh, fish. Okay, good. Okay, great. Okay. Well, that's really good that we have some people who have experience taking care of things. Yeah. Well, you also have, you have a lot of pets. God bless you. You used to have what?
You used to have a pond,
so you had to fish too. Okay. Well, it's good to see that we have so many people here who have experience taking care of a pet. Because the gospel story that we're going to talk about today has to do with Jesus is giving one of his disciples or followers or us ideas of what he wants us to take care of. But I'm going to tell you a little story. A while back, a friend of mine who lives in Oregon was passing through California, and he had to stop and go to some meetings in San Francisco, and he was traveling with his dog, whose name was Kita. Not Kimo, but Kita. And so he asked me, we can hang out with the dog, a few days, that'll be great. So he said, okay, cool. Left Kita, but he also left a lot of other stuff, which we still have. Yeah. It's interesting here, because I was going to say, and it was good that he sent this stuff, because it made, I thought, just hang out with the dog, no big deal. But then, a collar is good to have, a leash, because when you're taking care of a dog, what do you have to do usually? Take it for a walk. And Keita needed walking at least once a day, for sure twice a day. So I go, good idea, Keita, walk. And all that walking builds up an appetite, yep. Water and food, part of taking care of Keita. The big thing that I learned was he did this, not for me, even though I use it, but a brush, because Keita was a little nervous at a new house with a new person, his master was away, but he told me a little secret, because Keita would get restless and nervous, but what Keita liked, it would calm Keita down, was brushing Keita. Keita just really calmed down. So I'm going, but all this stuff I didn't think about when I said, yeah, I can take care of Keita. But good thing. And then, who here doesn't like snacks? Even Keita likes snacks. Pumpkin biscuits, but I think you have to be a dog to like this kind of snack. But it was good to have. And then just for fun, I don't know why I did this, but remember, Keita lived in Oregon. Check this out, baby. With hood. You don't need it here. It was like 80 degrees when I am in our house. I'm going, but just for a moment I thought about, it'd be kind of cool just to put Keita in. I almost thought about making Keita get into it, but he didn't. But anyway, getting back to the story about taking care of things, we go with the part of the story where Jesus is talking to his disciple or a follower. Like, we're all followers of Jesus. And he's talking to Peter. And they're in conversation, and as I would look at it, You know, this is after Jesus has come back from the grave. He's alive again, and everyone's in shock, going, wow. So when Jesus is talking to Peter, he has Peter's full attention. We'd say he was all ears, because sometimes people like to talk in pictures. But when you say he's all ears, I mean, he still had two ears like you and I, but he's talking in pictures just to emphasize how he had his full attention. And so he's talking to Peter, and he's telling Peter not once, not twice, but three times, feed my sheep, take care of my lambs. But you know how people like to talk in pictures? You know, when he said Peter was all ears, he knew he wasn't all big ear. Anybody have any idea when Jesus was saying, feed my sheep? Because I don't know if Jesus had some sheep, you know, sheep, bah, bah, lambs, wool. Anybody have an idea what maybe else he was talking about? Yeah. Say, feed my disciples. What's your name?
Adele.
Adele. She was talking about save or feed my disciples. Take care of my disciples. Take care of those people who are following me. Thank you, Adele. That was the big thing. And by taking care of them, any ideas? More hands up. Anybody have an idea? If you're going to take care of somebody, like your friend or your sister or brother, what are some things you can do to take care of them? Yeah, Adele.
Could feed them and give them a bath.
You could feed them, help give them a bath. Any other ways to help people? Any other ideas? How about with your neighbor? You ever thought about helping your neighbor? Yeah. Helping them take care of the garden. Great. You come to my house, help me take care of my garden. Yeah, I don't.
Help them clean.
Help what?
Help them clean their house.
Help them clean their house. You can come to my house too, Adele. Come and clean our house. Yeah, yeah, okay. What was that?
Help them
feed their animals. There's a lot of good ways you can help your neighbors, your friends, and your family. Those are all really, really good ideas. One thing we're really blessed here at St. Martin's is, especially on Sundays, if you look around, there's a lot of people helping us. Like we get here, the lights are on, the heat's on, or the air conditioner's on, the music's all arranged. There's a lot of people helping us. Someone gives us the bulletin so we know what we're singing and everything. It's really, really nice. So if you look around, you watch, you'll see how other people are helping each other, and we can learn that. And I think when Jesus was talking to Peter to say, care for my disciples or feed my sheep, as Peter was helping others, they would see how Peter would do it and they would follow suit. Another thing about here is, you know, usually after church, I know about this, is if we go outside, somebody or somebody's has prepared some nice snacks that we can all have. And that's a way of taking care. Maybe you can make some cookies for your next door neighbors. So one thing is important to remember is that it's good and it's important to take care of each other, whether it's your neighbor, your little sister, your big brother, or even helping maybe put your toys away at your house. They can help your mom and dad do that, maybe. That could be a help. And it's not just a cool thing to do to help other people. It's a thing that Jesus asks us to do. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, which you can find on page 4 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the world.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, by your grace, we are able to see your living presence through the willing eyes of our souls. Even as we acknowledge our moments of doubt, grant us the faith to follow your word and witness to everlasting life in your name. We pray especially for Bishop Megan, our parish clergy, our staff, and all the lay leaders of this church. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, fill all those in positions of authority with courage and humility necessary to triumph over the temptations of power and to govern with equity and reverence for all people and all creation. We pray especially for the President and Congress of the United States, the governor of California, and our city and county officials.
Pray for judges.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, restore wholeness to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and refresh the energy of those who give them care. We now join together to pray for those in need, especially those on our parish list. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, we pause in this moment to offer you our heartfelt thanksgiving for all the blessings of this life. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Holy Jesus, anointed one, you've broken the power of earthly death. Now bring light to the darkness of those who grieve, as all heaven is alive with joy, receiving all those we love into eternal bliss. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Lord God in Christ, who was and is to come, release us from the limits of our anxious minds, and in so doing, free souls to seek our fulfillment in you. We ask all this through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and the unwavering love of our Creator, who together with you reign as one God in everlasting glory.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share a sign of God's peace. Oh, good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. Annie's running across the back of the church, so We're going to start, just because it's fun to watch him run, we're going to start with Neil this morning, who's going to give us an update on Project Restart.
You may remember a few years ago, we were collecting bathroom supplies as a guard against possible disasters in the diocese. The good news is that the supplies that we collected, we were able to give to the victims of the Park Fire in Northern California. The bad news is that we gave the stuff to the victims of the Park Fire in Northern California, so we don't have them anymore. However, we do have a bunch of bins in the back, and just a sec. And there will be a bunch of sheets there, like this one, which identify this one is for shower curtain and hooks. If you are willing to participate in this and provide some of the bathroom supplies, you just go to the back, find the sheet that corresponds to what you would like to get, fill in your name and your email. And then what you do is you take the bottom of this, it's perforated paper, and you rip that off. So that reminds you what it was you said that you would get, because who knows what your brain will remember. And then you go off and you do your shopping. That is, unless you happen to have, yes, a shower curtain. You know, you never travel without a shower curtain and shower hooks. So it turns out that I don't have to take the bottom half with me because I planned ahead and got a shower curtain. And all we ask is that you bring the stuff back in the next couple of weeks. We will have created a new set of 10 bins that we can use in the event of a disaster, which, knock eagle, won't be too soon. But stop by the table in the back of the narthex after the service and see what we got for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. And I understand the sign-up sheets will be there this week, and if you forget, they'll be there again next week. So that's that. Also, there are lots of announcements in your yellow sheet in the bulletin. Please read them. I won't. But we do want to welcome Boy Scout Troop 466 this morning. They're here worshiping with us, and we have the Scoutmaster and the Senior Patrol Leader who wanted to come up and say something.
Go, Janice, go.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you very much. I'm Janice Cook. I'm the Scoutmaster of Troop 466, which is chartered by this church, and we are so grateful for that. You are our intermediary between the national organization and the our regional council. Each troop has to have a charter organization, and we are so grateful that you do that for us. And we meet here once a week in your parish hall, and we also have a shed and a trailer on your property. So we very much appreciate your generosity. I've been Scoutmaster for about 2 years now, and really it's a boy-led organization when the boys are at their meetings. Pillars of Scouting were encouraging their growth as good citizens, in their character, physical fitness, and leadership, but that's all behind the scenes. We don't tell them that. We just want them to have fun. And here's the Senior Patrol Leader to tell you more about some of the things that they're doing.
Hello, my name is Garen Piraeus. I am the Senior Patrol Leader of Troop 466, and I've been in scouting for about 7 and 8 years. Our troop, Troop 466, has about 25 boys, ages 11 to 17, and we meet every Monday in the parish hall. So again, thank you to the Episcopal Church of St. Martin for allowing us to use the parish hall as well as other parts of the church for our trailer and shed. And we have a camp out every month. Our last month was at Campery, which we won the biggest awards pretty handily with our young scouts. So that was really nice. And thank you. And we are also looking forward to the summer camp that we've booked at Camp Winton, where hopefully I and a bunch of other scouts too can gain more knowledge, more merit badges, and just evolve in our in scouting. Thank you again for allowing us to use the parish hall. Thank you to the Episcopal Church of St. Martin. And we would be really happy to help with anything you have just around the church in general. Yeah, any day, I guess. And we will have a station out in front of the parish hall. If you are interested in us, if you just want to talk to us, and we will show off our trophies too. So come on down there and we can talk to you, show you what just a little piece of scouting. Thank you.
Next on my list here is goodie bags. If you are new here and you haven't received a goodie bag and you would like one, all you need to do is raise your hand. That's all we'll do. We won't make you come up and introduce yourself or anything. And the ushers will hand you something. So, all right. And while they're doing that, let me say too that coffee hour, because it is windy, coffee hour is in the parish hall. So that'll be right across from where the boys are setting up their stuff. So you can have a snack, and it won't even be a dog snack. It'll be a people snack. You can get a snack and go on outside and see what they're doing. Margaret, do we have birthdays or anniversaries? Or okay, I got my granddaughter's birthday. All right, Adele, it's your birthday today. May I ask how old you are? How old? She's 9. Adele is 9. Anyone else? Yeah. 37th wedding anniversary. Libba's birthday was on Friday. And
Debbie on the left.
Oh, there you are. Yes.
I liked 4, 4, and 7 that someone said last year, so I'm loving that.
You're 4, 4, and 7 today, huh? Well, that's a lot of celebration, so I guess we better do some praying about that, huh? And the celebrations and milestones prayer is found on page 5. And so together let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Communion is next. We are back to using the altar rails for communion. So if you wish, all are welcome to receive communion here. If you wish to receive by having the bread placed in your hand and then being offered the common cup, which you can drink from or not, you'll go to this side. If you prefer to receive by having the bread dipped in the wine and then placed into your hand, come up to this side. So everyone will get up and come up the aisle and choose which side they want to go to. The ushers will be standing up here and they'll tell you when it's time to go around the altar rail. Also, if you do not wish to receive communion, but you would like a blessing, you can come forward and just cross your arms over your chest, and you'll get a blessing. If you are not able to come forward, just let an usher know, and someone will bring it to you. All right. And now let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Come on, yeah, that's a-
Here we go. This is a joyful noise.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. Give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and to sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us, Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say first in Spanish and then in English. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. together, let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace
and call us
to fellowship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another, and may you always walk among us as a friend.
Amen.
And the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.